Good evening, everyone. I would like to welcome you to our Reedley City Council meeting for Tuesday, October 10th, 2017. I'd like to call it to order, and our invocation will be given by Ron Robertson, pastor of Full Gospel Tabernacle, and our Pledge of Allegiance by Councilman Beck. Could you please stand?
Lord, we thank you for this time that we can gather here. And Lord, we ask your blessing upon this meeting. Thank you for our council members. We ask, Lord, that you give them wisdom and understanding. Give them insight, Lord, into our community and the needs, and Lord, the issues. And Lord, give them wisdom far above our own to handle these situations. I ask your blessing upon them, Lord, upon those who serve our community, our law enforcement, our first responders, all those who serve. And Lord, we pray that you will watch over them, protect them. God, we thank you for them and their service to us. And Lord, we ask your blessing on this meeting in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Please join the council in the salute to our flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can I please have the roll call?
Councilmember Beck?
Yes.
Councilmember Fast?
Here.
Councilmember Pignon?
Yes.
Councilmember Cellino?
Here.
Mayor Bettencourt?
Here. Agenda approval. Are there any additions or deletions to the agenda?
There are none from staff, Mayor.
Okay. Hearing none, do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
I apologize. Who did the second? Thank you. Councilmember Beck?
Yes.
Councilmember Cellino?
Yes.
Councilmember Fass?
Yes.
Councilmember Pignon?
Yes.
Mayor Bettencourt?
Yes. Okay, we're going to have a couple of presentations this evening, all good ones, so we're anxious to get started here. The first one is from Fire Prevention Week Proclamation. Chief Isaac?
Good evening, Mayor and Council and public. This week is Fire Prevention Week, so we're here to proclaim that loudly. And it's also the goal of the fire department to educate folks from young to old about fire safety and fire prevention. And we do that by going out to schools. The schools come out to us, and especially this week on Thursday is our annual open house. So we'd like to see all of you out at the open house. Starts at 5:30 and runs till about 8 o'clock. There'll be an enormous display of fire apparatus, firefighters, all kinds of activities for kids and handouts for them as well. So we'd like to see you all there. With me tonight are two of our fire explorers, Elias Seha and Chantel Sanchez. Chantel is actually the leader of our explorer group, and she's the battalion chief of our explorer group. So they're both going to read off the proclamation tonight for Fire Prevention Week.
Proclamation of the City of Reedley, an acknowledgement of Fire Prevention Week, October 8th through the 14th, 2017. The City of Reedley is committed to ensuring the safety of security of all those living in and visiting Reedley. And whereas fire is a serious public safety concern, both locally and nationally, and homes are the locations where people are the greatest risk from fire. And whereas U.S. Fire Department responded to 365,500 home fires in 2015, according to the National Fire Protection Association. And whereas U.S. home fires resulted in 2,560 civilian deaths in 2015, representing the majority, 78%, of all U.S. fire deaths, whereas newer homes are built with lightweight materials that burn faster than older home constructions, and whereas many of today's productions and furnishings produce toxic gases and smoke when burned, making it impossible to see and breathe within moments, and whereas these conditions contribute to a much smaller window of time for people to escape a home fire safely, with people having as little as 1 to 2 minutes to escape from the time the smoke alarm sounds.
Whereas a home fire escape plan provides a set skill set and know-how to quickly and safely escape a home fire situation, and And whereas a home fire escape plan requires two exits from every room in the house, a path to the outside from each exit, smoke alarms in required locations, and a meeting place outside where everyone in the home will meet upon exiting. And whereas home fire escape plans should be developed by all members of the household. And whereas practicing a home fire escape plan twice a year ensures that everyone in the household knows what to do in a real fire situation. Whereas Reedley's first responders are dedicated to reducing the occurrence of home fires and home fire injuries through prevention and protection education. And whereas Reedley's residents responsive to public education measures and are able to take personal steps to increase their safety from fire, especially in their homes. Whereas the 2017 Fire Prevention Week theme, Every Second Counts, Plan 2, Ways Out, effectively serves to educate the public about the vital importance of developing a home fire escape plan with all members of the household and practicing it twice a year.
Therefore, I, Anita Bencourt, Mayor of the City of Reedley and the Reedley City Council, do hereby proclaim October 8th through the 14th, 2017, as Fire Prevention Week throughout this community. I urge all the people of Reedley to develop a home fire escape plan with all members of the household and practice it twice a year and to participate in the many public safety activities and efforts of Reedley's Fire and Emergency Service during Fire Prevention Week 2017. Dated October 10th, 2017.
Great.
Chief, could I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Do we have any kind of plan to that can be sent out to the public on this practicing the home fire escape plan?
Do we have information that we can send out to the public?
Yes.
We would invite them to our open house, and we'll have information available there. Okay. We don't have a way to get it out to everybody.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, actually, we could put it in our next newsletter.
We could put some information in our newsletter. Yeah, that's true.
That could coincide with the Neighborhood Watch program, too.
Sure.
Very good.
If we could do that.
That's a good idea. Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, we will do that. Thank you.
Okay, our next presentation is Red Ribbon Week Proclamation. That's right. We have all our young people here, huh?
Good evening. My name is Cindy Friesen from the Reedley Police Department, and on behalf of the Red Ribbon Committee, I would like to introduce Adelpha Lorenzano, who serves on the committee and is representing the Reedley Middle College High School. She has brought with her some students who will be introduced and read tonight's proclamation.
Good evening, Mayor Bencourt, council members, and guests. Once again, my name is Adelpha Lorenzano. I'm the program coordinator for Reedley Middle College High School. It's been an honor to serve on the Reedley Red Ribbon Committee for the past 10 years. And so with that, we do have our city representative, Sarah, is here with us, Norma from Kings County Unified School District, and Jen with our California Health Collaborative. And with the California Health Collaborative at Reedley Middle College High School, we have our REACT group. And our REACT group is our Regional Advocates Against Tobacco and it's an educational aspect that we have at Middle College High School. And with that, I'd like to introduce our young ladies that will be reading the proclamation today. And we have Miss Jane Heathcutt, Miss Yasmin Bedoya, and Miss Sitlali Vargas. Thank you.
Good evening. Whereas alcohol and other drug abuse has reached pandemic stages in California and throughout the United States, and whereas it is imperative that community members launch unified and visible tobacco, alcohol, and other drug prevention education programs and activities to eliminate the demand for these substances. And
whereas Californians for Drug-Free Youth, Inc. coordinates the California Red Ribbon Celebration in cooperation with the National Federation of Parents to offer our citizens the opportunity to demonstrate their commitment to healthy drug-free lifestyles, and whereas the Red Ribbon Celebration will be observed across America during Red Ribbon Week, October 23rd through the 31st of the year 2017.
Whereas parents, youth, government, business, law enforcement, schools, religious institutions, service organizations, social services, health services, media, and the general public will demonstrate their commitment to drug-free communities by wearing and displaying red ribbons during this week-long celebration. And whereas we recognize and commend the contributions made by the Kings Canyon Unified School District, Reedley Police Department, PATH, Performing Above the High, Reedley Boys and Girls Club, Reedley Elks Lodge 2699, Eminence, and the City of Reedley Community Services Department. Whereas the community of Reedley further commits its resources to ensure the success of the Red Ribbon Celebration.
Now, therefore, I, Anita Betancourt, Mayor of the City of Reedley, do hereby proclaim October 23rd to the 31st, 2017, as Red Ribbon Week in the City of Reedley, and encourage all citizens to participate in tobacco, alcohol, and other drug prevention programs and activities, making a visible statement and commitment to healthy drug-free communities in which to raise a generation of drug-free youth. And be it further proclaimed that the City Council of the City of Reedley encourages all community members to pledge no use of illegal drugs and no illegal use of legal drugs. Dated October 10th,
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's see what's in there. Let's look for this. Okay, our next presentation will be from the National Community Planning Month Proclamation. Director Rod Carey, Community Development.
Thank you very much, Mayor, members of the Council. I don't have an entourage with me to make this very interesting tonight, so my apologies for that. I do, however, get the opportunity to stand before you in a dual role tonight, which I'm very proud to do, not only as a staff member for the City of Reedley, but also as the current section director for the Central Section of the California Chapter of the American Planning Association. And with that, I would like to read the proclamation celebrating Community Planning Month. So proclamation of the City of Reedley, October is Community Planning Month. Whereas change is constant and affects all cities, towns, suburbs, counties, boroughs, townships, rural areas, and other places. And whereas community planning and plans can help manage this change in a way that provides better choices for how people work and live. And whereas community planning provides an opportunity for all residents to be meaningfully involved in making choices that determine the future of their community. And whereas the full benefits of planning requires public officials and citizens who understand, support, and demand excellence in planning and plan implementation. And whereas the month of October is designated as National Community Planning Month throughout the United States of America and its territories. And whereas the American Planning Association and its professional institute, the American Institute of Certified Planners, endorse National Community Planning Month as an opportunity to highlight the contributions, sound planning, and plan implementation that make to the quality of life of our settlements and environment. And whereas the celebration of National Community Planning Month gives us the opportunity to publicly recognize the participation and dedication of the members of planning commissions and other citizen planners who have contributed their time and expertise to the improvement of the City of Reedley. And whereas we recognize that many valuable contributions made by professional community and regional planners of the State of California, the Fresno Council of Governments, the County of Fresno, and the City of Reedley, and extend our heartfelt thanks for the continued commitment to public service by these professionals.
Now, therefore, be it resolved that I, Anita Betancourt, Mayor of the City of Reedley, and the City Reedley City Council hereby designate the month of October 2017 as Community Planning Month in conjunction with the celebration of National Community Planning Month, dated October 10th, 2017. Promotion of Record Specialist Marissa Oteveres, please.
Oh yes, you got to come stand next to me, Marissa. This is not my party. This is your party. I told the fire chief I'd throw a couple of whereases in there because that's what everybody's been saying, but I'll keep the whereases very short and to the point. Madam Mayor, members of the council, members of the community, thank you for this opportunity to come before you and present one of our newest full-time hirees, Marissa Oteveres. This is a great honor for me, and it should be a great honor for this community because Marissa brings a lot of special qualities to the police department. For one, she grew up in Reedley, went to Reedley High School, graduated from Reedley High School. She was part of our Explorer program since 2013. When Marissa graduated from high school, she wanted to continue her service to the police department and stayed on as a volunteer. So she came out and spent some time with our police department in various functions within the police department. And in 2016, just this last year, Marissa was hired as a part-time reserve CSO officer. And that caused her to want to pursue her career and increase her participation with the police department. She chose to come on full time, and that's why we are here today, is to promote Marissa to a full-time records technician position. Now, most people would probably say, wait a minute, she's a records technician. Aren't swearing-ins, painting ceremonies left for police officers? That's what a lot of agencies do. But you got to realize that in my department, every member of that police department is important cog, important to this community. They all play a vital role in the safety
of this community. So I treat all my employees the same way. I treat this day as a special day for her because that means a lot to them. It means a lot to me, and it should mean a lot to this community. So that's why we are here. I want to take an opportunity to recognize Marissa's family, some of her family. I know she brought a large entourage of people here. So I'm sorry, I'm not going to introduce everybody, but I'd like to identify her mom, Mary Jane, who's in the audience. Thank you, Mary Jane, for being here. Her stepdad, Bobby, who's in the audience. And her brother and sister, Miranda and Justin. And of course, she has another whole lot of other family members here. You heard from Adelpha, which is Marissa's aunt and stuff. So again, there's a lot of close connections to the community and what Marissa brings. So Marissa is starting her role as a full-time records clerk with the police department. Again, it's a very vital role in our police department. It is the hub of where all the information reports, everything that comes to the police department, that's where it's disseminated to all the organizations that need it, either to our district attorney's office, to our court systems, to our community who needs that information for some purposes. So it is a very important and vital part of the police department. We could not function effectively if it were not for a records technician. So Marissa will join Maria Renteria back here as our second records technician. So it's an honor, it's a privilege to have Marissa joining our ranks in this capacity. The other purpose that we're here is for the pinning of her badge, which I really look at as a honor and as a privilege for someone to be able to have a badge pinned on them, because the badge, although it's just a piece of metal, it is a symbol of what we do. It's a symbol of what we mean to this community. But it's just a symbol. And one of the things I tell all my employees when we get to this point when we're doing the pinning is that they have to understand that although it weighs just a few ounces, it bears a heavy, heavy burden. It's a heavy weight that they carry on their chest. But the badge itself, again, is just a symbol. What really makes it important and what really drives and what makes this so important is the person that wears it. And I want Marissa to understand that it is a honor to wear this badge. There's people that have worn this badge before us who have fought and died doing their job honoring this badge. And what Marissa is being asked to do is to wear that badge and to continue to carry on that tradition that people before her have carried on. So Marissa, I ask you, when you wear this badge, wear it with honor, wear it with pride. You represent something bigger than you. You represent a community. You represent all of us and stuff. So with that, we're going to pin the badge, but the honor of pinning the badge is not going to be bestowed upon me. Okay. I always leave that honor to a family member, and Marissa has chosen her mom, Mary Jane, to do the honors. Mary Jane, could you do me the honor and come forward, please? Yep.
Family, please take pictures. Right.
Sorry.
And the whole idea is not to draw blood.
A hole to start with.
I told you she got my guns.
Turn around and face it.
For you. And again, Madam Mayor, members of the council, members of the community, thank you for this opportunity. This really does mean a lot to Marissa. It means a lot to our agency and to this community that we can do this in front of you in this public setting. It's a tremendous honor. So thank you very much for this opportunity.
Thank you. Congratulations, Marissa. You know, October seems to be a busy month, so we're very blessed, though, that all these celebrations that we're celebrating today are all good things for our community, and they all entail different parts of the community, but they all benefit our community. So it's nice that we have this every year just to remind us how blessed we are. And okay, thank you, everybody. Okay, public comment. Provides an opportunity for members of the public to address the City Council on items of interest to the public within the Council's jurisdiction and which are not already on the agenda this evening. It is a policy of the Council not to answer questions impromptu. Concerns or complaints will be referred to the City Manager's office. Speakers should limit their commitment to not more than 3 minutes. No more than 10 minutes per issue will be allowed. For items which are on the agenda this evening, members of the public will be provided an opportunity to address the council as each item is brought up for discussion. Are there any questions from the council or the public?
Yes.
Comments? Yes. You come up, please come up and introduce yourself and your address, please. Thank you. No?
Good evening, everybody. My name's Sage Clark, 1609 South Blossom Drive here in Reedley. I just wanted to come here tonight to ask that I be put on the agenda for our next meeting, that we might be able to speak about the transitional housing project. Is that 2 weeks from today, right? So I'd like to do that, and I'd like to thank Ms. Ziba and the City of Reedley for working with our development on getting more information and informing us a little bit more about the project before anyone makes a final decision. So thank you, Ms. Ziba, and I look forward to addressing you in a few weeks.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Is there any more comments? If not, I will move on to the consent agenda items. Consent agenda items are considered routine in nature and voted upon as one item. Under a consent agenda category, a recommended course of action for each item is made. Any council member may remove any item from the consent agenda in order to discuss or change the recommended course of action, and the council can approve the remainder of the consent agenda. A council member's vote in favor of the consent agenda is considered and recorded as a separate affirmative vote in favor of each action listed. Motions in favor of the consent agenda are deemed to include a motion to waive the full reading of any ordinance on the consent agenda. For adoption of ordinances, only those that have received a unanimous vote upon introduction are considered consent items. Is there any item that the council wishes to remove?
I'd like to remove item 7.
Are there any comments from the public? Okay, is there a motion to
move to approve the remainder of the consent agenda?
I'll second.
Council Member Cellino?
Yes.
Council Member Fass?
Yes.
Council Member Beck?
Yes.
Council Member Pignon?
Yes.
Mayor Betancourt?
Yes. Number 7, Fresno County Adult Compliance Team Agreements. A, approve and authorize the city manager to extend the current AB 109 officer funding agreement with Fresno County for one additional year, changing the expiration date from July 2017 to June 30th, 2018. B, approve and authorize the chief of police to sign on behalf of the City of Reedley Police Department an operational agreement with the Fresno County Adult Compliance Team. Chief?
Members of the council, Joe Garza, Chief of Police, here to answer any questions you may have.
I just had a couple of comments, probably more than questions, but could you tell us a little bit about this program and how we get reimbursed for this?
Sure. The ACT program was established back in 2011 with the introduction of AB 109 through the state legislature. AB 109 allowed for the release of some state prisoners to the local county jails, which then caused some of the county jail folks to be released back out into their community on probation. And the ACT team was created in order to do compliance checks and to ensure that these folks were living up to their probation status. A year and a half ago, the city of Reedley was approached and asked if we would like to participate with the ACT team. And it was something that we brought to the council back in 2015. Mm-hmm. And the council agreed to allow us to include an officer in that. The grant, the officer is fully funded through the team. They pay 100% for the officer's salaries, equipment, everything that involves him being part of that team. The financing is something that we submit reimbursements quarterly, and then those quarterly reimbursements are sent back to the city to pay for that individual officer to be there. So it's been a program that's been very successful. We've had several success stories in our community with the involvement of our ACT team coming into town and ensuring that our folks are being kept are in compliance with their probationary status. So it is a team that's comprised. It was just recently increased. The number of officers assigned to that team was just recently increased countywide. City of Selma has just recently put an officer in. City of Kingsburg has put an officer in. City of Kerman has now put an officer in. Fresno PD has added people to it, to the team. So that team is increasing, it seems like, every year. You know, unfortunately, that's because the number of probationary folks on probation is also increasing. So, you know, it is a kind of a, you know, push-pull type of a thing. We're just trying to meet the demand. But the team has been very successful throughout Fresno County, and it has led to some really good arrests and, again, keeping people in check.
Okay. Thank you.
Are there any more questions?
Just one.
Yes.
Is there possibly in the future they might look at maybe splitting that and making an east and a west team?
That is something that has been discussed. There is even discussions that there may be a much what they would call much more of a metro team and a rural team. Okay. Because the city of Fresno does have a large amount of the folks that are on probation that live within the city. Mm-hmm. So there is a possibility that there could be a metro team and a rural team down the road.
Yeah, just curious, because if they're funding it that much, they might decide to increase that grant to maybe build a complete team within the county.
So, yes.
Yeah. You can see some positive things that have happened with this compliance team, conducted 114 compliance checks and making 23 arrests. So if public asks what benefit to the city, that's a good example right there.
Yes, and having that officer assigned to that team, the Reedley officer, it draws that team back into Reedley. If it weren't for that officer and that team being able to do that, that would be a responsibility that would be thrust upon the police department. So we would have to marshal our resources in order to deal with that within the community. Right. But this is a team that specifically deals with probationaries and those folks that are in AB 109.
That's good.
Okay. Any more comments or questions from the public? If not, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
Councilmember Fass?
Yes.
Councilmember Beck?
Yes.
Councilmember Pignon?
Yes.
Councilmember Salino?
Yes.
Mayor Betancourt?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Public hearing ordinances. With respect to the approval of ordinances, the reading of the title thereto shall be deemed a motion to waive a reading of the complete ordinance, and unless there is a request by a council member that the ordinance be read in full, further reading of the ordinance shall be deemed valid. Waived by unanimous consent of the council. So public hearing number 9, adopt resolution number 2017-085, approving and authorizing the submittal of a community development block grant application for program year 2018-2019. Presentation by City Manager John Robinson.
Well, thanks for the promotion there.
You can have a chair.
To the engineer, no, it's okay.
To the engineer, I'm sorry.
No, she can have the job. Mayor Betancourt, council members. Item 9 before you tonight is to conduct a public hearing to consider all testimony and nominate and approve the Reedley City Street Improvements Phase Number 9, which staff is recommending to be a road widening on Myrtle Avenue from Cedar to Buttonwillow Avenue. And that widening will include installation of curb and gutter and sidewalk from Cedar all the way up to Buttonwillow Avenue. excuse me. Upon completion of the public hearing, staff is recommending that council adopt resolution 2017-85 approving and authorizing the submittal of the CDBG application that is required per the city-county agreement that we have on the CDBG projects to begin the environmental phase and preliminary engineering phase of that project for the program year of 2018-2019. Excuse me. On March 14th of this year, 2017, council approved a list of three projects to be included for the three-year CDBG plan from 2018-19 through 2020-21-22, excuse me. The Myrtle Avenue project was selected as the first project for consideration. Staff has estimated the cost of this project to be approximately $150,000. Typically, the city receives approximately $230,000 annually for the CDBG program. Any remaining funds will go to future CDBG projects. That does complete my presentation on the item, and I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have regarding this item.
Are there any questions or discussion?
Well, the only question I have, I've seen the 220. Is that about the same average that we get every year?
Yeah.
Yes.
About 220. Yeah. All right. That was my question. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Let me chime in and add, though, that every year we do hear from the federal government that they are considering CDBG cutbacks. The program went into effect in the early 70s.
Yes, late 70s.
And ever since then, it has gone through roller coasters. And so we never do know when Congress will cut back, but for decades, we have heard it's going to be cut or eliminated, and it never has been. So I say 220 is generally what we get, but there have been ebbs and flows, and at any point in time, they could cut the program. Mm. So.
A few years back, we were getting approximately $250,000 a year, and then in the last 3 years, it's come down to $230,000, $220,000. So it will vary from year to year, but generally $220,000 at this time.
Okay. Thank you.
Just for a refresher, can you tell me what the other two project streets were?
You would ask me that question.
Oh, sorry.
I apologize. But the other one that we were looking at was the second phase of the Dinuba, which would be reconstruction projects, which would be from East Avenue east towards Sunset Avenue, because our next CDBG project is from the railroad tracks to East Avenue on Dinuba to fix that road and recondition it. The other one, if I do remember correctly, is we leave pretty general in nature as a road reconstruction or road rehab. And we leave it general nature so that we have some flexibility to address some sidewalk in a particular area or fix another road in another area. So we generally leave it a little bit loose so that we can come back and present to you at the time a project that might be a need for the city to be done at that time. So we do leave a little bit flexible. But those are the two that we did select specifically for the program.
Okay. Thank you. Any
more questions from the council? If not, I'll open the public hearing. And are there any questions or comments from the members of the public? None, so I'll close the public hearing. And if there's no more questions or comments from the council, do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Councilmember Cellino?
Yes.
Councilmember Piñon?
Yes.
Councilmember Beck?
Yes.
Councilmember Fass?
Yes.
Mayor Betancourt?
Yes. Number 10, introduction and first reading of ordinance number 2017-005, an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Reedley amending the text of the Reedley Municipal Court pertaining to addressing the commitment of no less than 50% of the city's stormwater development impact fee collection to recharge activities. Director of Community Development, John Terry.
Madam Mayor, members of the council, thank you very much. As you recall, on July 13th of this year, the City of Reedley entered into a settlement agreement with Consolidated Irrigation District concerning four ongoing litigations. Section 1.1 of that agreement detailed the city's commitment to introduce an ordinance that provides for no less than 50% of the current stormwater development impact fee collected by the city to be spent on projects that would specifically result in recharge of Kings River water in the aquifer underlying the city. As such, on September 19th of 2017, pursuant to Reedley Municipal Code 10222, the city manager initiated a proposed text amendment to address this agreement condition. And the proposed amendment in front of you would amend subsection B2 of section 10234 of chapter 23 of title 10 of the Reedley Municipal Code to incorporate the language previously discussed. On September 28, 2017, public hearing notice was posted in the Reedley Exponent concerning the introduction and first reading of this proposed text amendment before the Reedley City Council to be held at this meeting. The proposed ordinance, because it is procedural in nature, it does not propose any new uses, and the adoption will not result in the approval of any activities that are not already permitted within the current municipal code. As such, there is no substantial evidence that any of the exceptions set forth in CEQA guidelines of various sections will apply to the proposed municipal code amendment. As a result of that, staff has determined that the environmental findings of no possibility of no significant effect. With that, the full ordinance, of course, is attached. In addition to calling out the specifics of the 50% of the current fee be allocated to projects, as previously stated, I would also point that there are some details that also talk about time limitations and locational details that are also associated with where these projects would need to be. I'd be happy to get into the specifics of that if you would like. Beyond that, that really is the main meat of the proposed amendment that we're looking at here. So with that said, this of course is to address very specifically the item that was in within the agreement that we had with CID within the settlement agreement. And I'd be happy to answer any specific questions that you might have.
And I'm sorry, I do need to add one clarification. Mm-hmm. It's no possibility of a significant impact. So I just need to clarify that for the record since this is being recorded.
Is there any questions or comments from the council?
Just a question or clarification. How is this changing what our current regulations are?
The only change that it actually would do is that it would then earmark 50% of the already collected development impact fees associated with the stormwater would be dedicated to activities that would result in the direct recharge of the aquifer under the city of Reedley. But it does, in addition to that, it does not make any other change. So it adds a clarification.
Could I ask, there's 50%, would it be if there's a development that comes into the city of Reedley? It would go like to a pond and basin?
Correct. So this doesn't increase any fees. What this does is a current stormwater impact fee that a developer pays when they come into the city. 50% of that would be allocated specifically to recharge activities. We primarily do use the stormwater DIF for recharge and related fees. So this has no impact almost whatsoever on the current operations. It really just codifies the current practice we have. And this is in relation, obviously, to the CID communications that we have, where they really want to make sure that we are recharging. And so you're right in that it's a developer who would be coming into the city and paying a fee, and 50% of that would go to recharge activities.
So it wouldn't affect anything that we had already proposed to do with that 50% in the future?
Yeah, there would be most of what we are planning to do with our stormwater impact fees has to do with recharge. I would say probably significantly over the 50% mark. I'm watching Russ nod his head, so catch me if I'm wrong on that.
Okay.
A good example of this for our public would be the ponding basin or recharge basin at Reed and Floral that we're currently working on. That's a project where certainly we could use our current stormwater fund balance five times over and still not have enough to finish that project. So that would be an example of what we intend to do with this particular development impact fee.
Okay, great. Yeah. Thank you.
Any more questions from the council? None? Okay, I'd like to open the public hearing. And are there any questions or comments from the members of the public? None? Okay, I'll More comments from the council, then I'll close the public hearing and ask for a motion.
Motion.
Second.
Councilmember Beck?
Yes.
Councilmember Pinon?
Yes.
Councilmember Fast?
Yes.
Councilmember Cellino?
Yes.
Mayor Betancourt?
Yes. Okay, council reports. I need to make a confession, though. I have to apologize. I had my first great-grandchild. So we were in the hospital. She went to the hospital at 9 and delivered the next day. In the morning, 9 in the morning, and delivered the next day at 5:46. So we didn't get very much sleep. Yes. And I was so busy today, I didn't have a chance to take a nap. So I apologize.
You're doing fine.
Okay, any brief reports by council members? Councilman Soleno?
No.
No? Councilman Fast?
Yes. I enjoyed the Reedley night out. Officer Gil Garza and Officer Alaman and Ruthie came by, and I made cobbler and enticed the chief, but he was busy.
My FBI training.
Away from all that stuff. But we had good talks with the folks that came, and we had a good Reedley night out group that night. Also went to the Fresno Fair opening on the first day of the fair, and I had never done this before because I was always working. And so I decided I wanted to go this time, and it was really interesting to learn about a lot of the history of the fair, and they honored quite a few different people that had helped for many years with the fair and all that it entails. And after that, right next to that area was the ag booths, and Reedley had a really nice presentation there. So I'm not sure who's in charge of that. Do you help with that at all? Yeah. No? Okay. Well, I'm not sure who does that, but they did a really nice job, so I just wanted to commend them. And also went to the Explorers graduation a couple of nights ago, and wanted to share that that's always a fun evening for me to see the up-and-coming kids that will soon hopefully come back to be on our department. So that's, and I talked to a couple of them, and they said they worked them hard, so I guess they're learning. So you could pass that on. And lastly, the day of the Las Vegas massacre, I was babysitting my 7-month-old in Visalia. And I watched what was happening on TV, and I just sat and cried because of the horror of the day. For all of those people, even if they weren't hurt, they've got to have damages to their heads of, you know, what could have happened to them. And I just wanted to say thank you to our police department and our fire department for standing in the gap to protect our people here in Reedley and try to plan for issues that could come up and hopefully will never come up. But I'm just very thankful for the city that we have and the support of our departments. Yes.
Thank you, Mary. Frank, anyone?
Thank you. Anyone? Yeah, I also was blessed to read the night out. I wasn't able to attend the block parties, but I was able to meet with the block captains. And I was very excited to hear some of not only their concerns, but some of their good stories. You know, they're really feeling good about here again, talking about our PD and fire department, how, you know, rapid they, when they're called, they're there. And having been around PD a little bit, you know, it's great to hear people talk about our police department in a positive way and to know that we have a police department that cares about our community and and does attempt to take care of matters when called. And these folks, very thankful and very happy, and I just want to commend both of our departments, fire department and police department, for being there for these folks. I heard nothing but good things, and it's good to talk to these folks in person. It makes a world of a difference. Also, I was able to spend a little time with the Elks on their anniversary night. They had their 100th anniversary for their building, I believe it was, and had a great steak dinner. Oh, it was great. But anyhow, we had a blast. I had no idea that these folks had that much fun. So other than that, I'm going to leave it at that.
Well, I did attend the Explorer graduation, and I'm always amazed how many times you get large numbers of kids out to be involved. And if I'm not mistaken, that looks like a little larger group than you had last graduation.
That's
so
one of the largest groups we've had that have graduated.
And good looking bunch of kids. They look like you've got a couple in there that might be interested in taking the next step forward and start maybe getting involved in the law enforcement ending of the business. So that was, again, a great program, and thanks, Chief, for taking the time to get our youth involved in the local programs. And while I'm on it, I want to thank our first responders, because that was a terrible thing that happened in Las Vegas. And I'll just say it straight out, you can't legislate evil. And that's just the bottom line, what that was. And to prevent that would have been almost impossible. So it's great to have our people that's involved and take care of us as well as you guys do. Thank you. That's all I have. Okay.
I also attended the graduation for the Explorers, and it's always so nice to see our young men and women, and you did have a large class, I thought, this year, so it's always nice to do that. Thank you for that. So if there is no more reports, okay, we'll have staff reports.
Okay, thank you, Mayor. A few things. You pointed out that October's busy with all the good stuff that goes on, and in fact, it has been incredibly busy. Last Thursday, in addition to the Explorers, there was also the Reedley College unveiling of the new Performing Arts Center at the McLarty residence, and so I did attend that on behalf of the city, and had a good conversation with the State Center Community College District Chancellor about his commitment to this Performing Arts Center. It is a, right now, $40 million facility that is planned. It's about twice what they had initially intended. So I don't know if it will stay as architected, but we'll see. Certainly is a beautiful facility as they roll along. As most of you know, Harold McLarty himself, a Reedley College graduate, has donated $1 million to help kick off the fundraising campaign. And so we'll see how they go and what timeline they use, but certainly they'll keep us posted on that. That was last week. Coming up this week, we do have the 180 groundbreaking on Thursday. And so it is at the 180 up in Kings Canyon. If any of you need directions, talk with Sylvia or myself, and we'll help you find the location, because it's off of the road on a dirt patch. So they'd like to obviously have as many people from this side of the county as possible. And Mr. Beck, as COG representative for a number of years, and Ms. Fast prior to that, and now obviously Ms. Mayor Betancourt, fought hard to get the funding that the state had initially taken away for that 180 extension through the COG. So we're very pleased to see that happening now, although it does look very unusual out there without all the trees and bushes and all of that. Also on Thursday, again, very busy month, the League's general meeting is in, the dinner meeting, excuse me, is in Delano this Thursday night. The topic is immigration, although we don't know exactly what they are going to focus in on with immigration, but Delano is the site. If you need a reservation, please let us know. Sylvia and I can book that for you. Tomorrow, we've been invited to attend a luncheon with the Southern California Gas CEO. She's invited the city managers from the cities they service up in this area to speak about safety, obviously in light of the San Bruno tragedy with PG&E and the pipes that burst and lives lost and property lost. Southern California Gas wants to make sure that cities understand what they are doing. So I'll be down in Bakersfield tomorrow for the majority of the day, talking with their CEO, having lunch there. Lastly, actually two more things. As you know, Fiesta's coming up this weekend, our big event. And then lastly, you saw a preview of some things we've found in an old file today. Kathy Pignon has been helping us sort through some things with Mike Pardoa being with us for 26 or 30 years or however long he was with us. As she's going through engineering files, she's finding some really interesting things. And so the photos I passed around are a few of the interesting things. She also found this 1962 phone book. Wow. And it, I urge you to just flip through it to see how phone books were done back in the day. It was actually a city canvas, and they would go house to house canvassing. And in fact, in the back of the book, it's a general phone book, essentially, with businesses, etc. But they would list each and every citizen, their spouse, how many children they had at home, with their phone number, which, interestingly enough, is a little five-digit code, starting with an M. So, I urge you just take a quick peek. Our intent is to turn it over to Mr. Jewell and those at the Historical Society who would like to have copies of that. And I look forward to finding many more interesting things as we go through that file in the engineering department. Hopefully not too many interesting things in the engineering department, but nonetheless.
Maybe find your city manager application.
We did find an ad once that said, city attorney, are you the right man for the job? I thought that was great. Back in the day when only men could be city attorneys. So anyways, we'll keep this out on Sylvia's desk if you want to flip through it and look at your old locations you used to live or friends or family or anything like that. And then eventually when we're done, Mr. Jewell will give that over to you or Patty Valdero for the museum and the society. So other than that, do we have staff members?
I just wanted to dovetail off what the city manager said. Fiesta is this weekend. Starts obviously on Friday, but the parade is on Saturday. And as the co-chair for Reedley Rotary, who does sponsor the parade, we look forward to you being there. I understand as long as we can get the old Seagrave moving and stuff. I think we have a couple of horses that can pull it if we need to, but look forward to seeing you there. We will be having Liz Gonzalez as one of our MCs, and then also I believe his name is Arturo Sandoval, locally from Reedley, that will also be MCing the event. And what our intent is not only to provide the commentary in English but also in Spanish and stuff, so we can reach out to a larger group of our community. So we really look forward to it. The applications are still rolling in for entries. So I'm sure by the end of the day, we'll probably be closer to about 60 entries altogether. I think we're right around 7 or 8 bands that are planning on being here. We try to keep it right around 10 or below, because then it's just band after band after band. But we really look forward to a great event this weekend. And again, Here Comes the Harvest is the theme. So I really look forward to seeing the creativity from some of our schools, because that's always what's interesting, is the creativity that our elementary schools put towards the theme itself for the parade. So we look forward to seeing you. So I'll take that hat off. And thank you very much from the Chief of Police for being at our for participating with Reedley Night Out, and also with being part of our the graduation. It's a great honor for them to see our council there and folks that they really look up to, because that just shows that what they do is very important to this community, and the public service that they will provide to this community is just tremendous. So for me and for my department, thank you very much for your continued support in all that we do.
Just wanted to give a quick update on the construction that's happening in Reed, north of Manning. We did run into some design issues. Well, I shouldn't say design issues. We ran into some unknown utilities that we didn't know the depth and how things, so we had to adjust it, do some redesigning. It's delayed it a little bit. We've got those worked out. We expect to have the intersection open back up and operating like normal within about a week and a half from now. We'll finish that, and then we'll still have lane closures happening north of that. But the intersection itself of Manning and Reed will go back to operating like it has been previously. So I just need to get an update on that. We did expect it to be done within 2 weeks, but it's taking a little bit longer because of these these redesigns and from these unknown utilities that we did not know about. So just want to get an update on that.
Thank you.
All right, Mayor, I believe that's all from
staff. Okay, we'll close that part of the meeting and we'll go into closed session and reconvene after, okay?
I'll just for the record, Madam Mayor, there's one item on this evening's closed session agenda pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9, subsection D2, and that's conference with legal counsel, anticipated litigation, significant exposure to litigation. There's one potential case up for discussion. Now is the time for any public comment on that item, if there is any.